All right, we're in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zion. Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Tes. Chaver says, Mishalo Erev, someone who didn't make an Erev Tav Shilin, what the Vahalik Ner Shal Shabbos, they're still allowed to light candles for Shabbos on Yom Tov, Yesh Osren, and some say it's prohibited. So Machlokas, whether you need an Erev Tav Shilin to light candles or not. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the ones that hold that you don't need an Erev Tav Shilin to light candles would say that in the language you don't say Udlad Luke Shraga, which we said was included. So Mishnah Berurah says that most Achronim agree that you are not allowed to light candles if you don't do an Erev Tav Shilin, but there are some who are make it like the first opinion, and therefore Lechachila, if you're going to light candles and you're going to make an Erev Tav Shilin, so you should be makna it to other people, the candles to other people, and they'll light on your behalf. So since it's unclear whether you need an Erev Tav Shilin to light candles or not, the Mamre Mordechai says that someone who has already is planning on already having everything cooked and baked before Yom Tov, and therefore they don't really need the Erev Tav Shilin. They only need the Erev Tav Shilin for lighting candles, so then they should make an Erev Tav Shilin without a bracha, because Safik Brachos LaHakel. And so too the Chazon Ish, and Rav Moshe, and Michas Yitzhak, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach all say that. However, if you're in a case of a Safik where you're not sure if you're going to need to cook or not for Shabbos, and then Rav Nissen Karelitz says, and for sure you should make a bracha, an Erev Tav Shilin with a bracha, because that's what the Chachamim would want you to do in such a situation if you're not sure. But if you know that you're only going to be using it for lighting candles because everything is done or you're getting the food from someone else, so then you would make an Erev Tav Shilin, but without a bracha. Sif Chaf, Misha lo Erev, someone who didn't make Erev Tav Shilin, K'shem she'asur levasha la'atzmo, just like he can't cook for himself, kach asur levasha la'cherim, filu vesam, he can't cook for other people either. And even in their home, if he didn't make an Erev Tav Shilin, he can't cook. V'gam acherim asurim levasha lo, and other people can't cook for him either. Obviously, this means that they can't use his food or his ingredients to cook for him, but they can obviously cook with their, if they made an Erev Tav Shilin, they can cook food on his behalf. That's for sure going to be permissible. Continues the Machaber, Ve'en lo takana, el she'iten kimchov tav shilin l'cherim, what he has to do if he didn't make an Erev Tav Shilin, so he can't cook for himself, he has to take his ingredients and give them to someone else, she'irvu, that did make a Erev Tav Shilin, b'matana, as a gift. Ve'im openu v'asham v'nosan lo, and then they cook for him. And they can even do it in his house. If there's no one there that made an Erev Tav Shilin, some say that you're allowed, Chazal allowed you, with an Erev Tav Shilin, to bake one bread, and cook one item, and light one candle. Because they allow you to do that. So we see then that if you didn't make an Erev Tav Shilin, people aren't allowed to cook for you. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only talking about someone in the city on behalf of another random person. But a person's wife or his kids, once the Baal HaBayis made the Erev Tav Shilin, so for sure that's going to allow the wife and the kids to cook too, even though they themselves didn't make the Erev Tav Shilin. However, if you have two people, two Baal HaBatim who are living in the same house, Chai Adam says that if they each cook for themselves, then they would each need to make an Erev Tav Shilin also. So, but family is going to be nigrar after the Baal HaBayis. What about guests? Or if you have someone who's married and comes back to stay by their parents or their in-laws, Karelitz says that if they're planning on cooking for themselves, then they would need to make their own Erev Tav Shilin in the house. They could beforehand say, I want to join together with your Erev Tav Shilin, but they would actually need to say that. So if you're a guest at someone else's home and you yourself are planning on cooking, you're not just relying on the food that they're making, so then you would either have to make your own Erev Tav Shilin or before Yontif say to them, please allow me to join in with your Erev Tav Shilin.